our Saturday UTC for stimulating discussion and insight on Reporters Roundtable with Shaka Sali on the English to Africa service of the Voice of America.
Good morning. I'm Les Carpenter at VOA's World News Now. Coming up in this half hour, a new president has been elected in the United States to take office in January, facing a series of challenges. The outgoing administration says it plans to make the transition to power a smooth one. One of those challenges
is getting worse.
Later, the International Press Corps looks at the situation in Iraq. All that and more is ahead in this half hour with World News Now. But first, the latest world news.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President-elect Barack Obama,
hours after being elected the next U.S. chief executive, has reportedly offered the post of White House chief of staff to fellow Illinois lawmaker Rahm Emanuel, who served in the Clinton administration. Mr. Obama Wednesday also announced the creation of a transition team to prepare him for the White House, where he will face a number of challenges, including the global war on terrorism and a severe economic downturn.
President Bush Wednesday congratulated Mr. Obama on his Tuesday victory and said U.S. citizens around the world, in his words, the vitality of America's democracy.
There's important work to do in the months ahead, and I will continue to conduct the people's business as long as this office remains in my trust. During this time of transition, I will keep the president-elect fully informed on important decisions. And when the time comes on January the 20th, Laura and I will return home to Texas with treasured memories of our time here, with profound gratitude for the honor of serving this amazing country.
Mr. Obama's victory ends 8 years of Republican control of the White House. A federal grand jury in Tennessee has indicted two white supremacists accused of plotting to kill dozens of African Americans in prison. Now President-elect Obama. Local officers arrested the pair last month. They say the suspects were already armed with a shotgun, rifle, and three pistols, and were planning to rob a gun store for more weapons. Following Tuesday's election, Senate races in four U.S. states remain undecided, but Democrats have seized at least five more Senate seats from the Republicans, giving them 56 in the 100-seat legislature.